Looking for serious relationships does not have to mean paying serious fees.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top three dating sites to find serious relationships. Before we dive into all of these best recommendations, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because it's actually going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. This is a great jumping off point to know where to start when you're trying to find the best one for you. So go ahead and take our free online dating app quiz. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Go ahead and take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. Also, while you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating app opener formula. This is actually going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. That's going to be the best way to send the best first messages to anyone you're interested in on any dating site or dating app. But all right, let's dive into this video. So you are interested in serious long-term relationships and you want to find the best dating apps to help you out, but you don't want to pay an arm and a leg. So let's get into the best ones for you then. All right, so number one is going to be Bumble. Bumble is a free dating site and it is a very effective one. Everyone, it seems, is on Bumble nowadays. It's got a huge population of users from a large age range as well. They start from quite young, maybe around 21 years old, and go up. Probably the most popular ages are 21 to 34. And the interesting thing about Bumble is that it's really in the woman's court. So if you are looking for a heterosexual relationship, if you are a man, women can see you and they can swipe right on you if they're interested. However, you cannot start the conversation with them. They have to start it with you. But this definitely gives women the power in the situation, which is a really good thing because, you know, for a lot of other dating sites, women are bombarded with messages and so they don't end up responding to most of them. But if you are using Bumble, this can kind of guarantee that if you are getting messaged by a woman, she really means it and she would really like to have a conversation with you. So rather than the onus being on the man to send out a billion different messages to a billion different women who probably won't reply, this time you can let the messages come to you. Bumble is very effective and it actually comes in three different forms: Bumble Biz, Bumble Dating, and Bumble BFF. So if you're actually looking to make friendships or looking for business partners, it's a great app to use as well for that. Next up is Match.com. Match has been around since the 90s. It's one of the oldest and most trusted dating apps. This is a great place to go to find a serious relationship because everyone on Match is looking for that. You're not going to go on Match and expect to find a whole community of like hookup culture. People are on Match to find long-term serious relationships, usually monogamous. Now, Match isn't really 100% free. You will have to pay a fee to utilize all of your inbox and all of their special services and everything like that. Because of this, though, it does attract an even more serious crowd because they are investing into their love life and their future. So Match is a great option to use partially for free. Things are in your favor to find someone if you are serious about that long-term relationship. Now, if you are seriously enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Another dating site that is not entirely free, but you can use for free at first and some features are free, that's going to be eHarmony. So eHarmony is another oldie but a goodie. Everyone knows eHarmony. It's one of the OG dating sites out there and it's well known for a reason. eHarmony is responsible for so many marriages. I mean, there's like testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of happy couples who have found each other through eHarmony. It's just a machine that like pumps out happy couples. So eHarmony is super effective. It's got a huge population, a huge audience who is on there looking for that long-term thing. They're looking for the one. You can probably find that through eHarmony. eHarmony is, it just has such a great success rate. So while it's not 100% free, we did feel the need to include it on this list because it is just so highly effective, especially if you're looking for a long-term serious monogamous relationship. eHarmony actually has a comprehensive personality quiz, which will then pair you using their matchmaking algorithm with people who are similar and who are the best compatible for you. The next dating site for serious relationships that we can recommend is Elite Singles. So Elite Singles is filled with business professionals, young professionals, well-educated people who are looking for others who are sort of on their same level, definitely within their same socioeconomic bracket. So this is a site full of lawyers, doctors, people who are going to top colleges, and they are looking for people who are similar to them. So if you are someone in that sort of group, you are well educated, maybe you are very invested in your work and your job, if you are interested in someone who's living a similar lifestyle as you, then you might want to check out Elite Singles. It does have a high caliber population that's using its site, and it is definitely well known to find long-term serious relationships. The next site that we can recommend to you is Zoosk. So Zoosk was created with a social media sort of platform formula in mind, and it is engaging and it attracts a lot of people who are looking for long-term serious dating relationships. So Zoosk is popular with a somewhat younger crowd, maybe more millennial era. It does attract people who are looking for, you know, a serious thing, and they enjoy the whole social media sort of context. So Zoosk is interesting and it's pretty fun and easy to use with a lot of different people on there. Once again, I just really quickly have to recommend that you do check out our free online dating app quiz, because this will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. I mean, we're going over so many today, so if you want to be pointed in the right direction completely for free based off of your personality, based off of what you were looking for, your likes, dislikes, etc., then definitely make sure to check out that free online dating app quiz. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Quick, fun, easy, totally free. Our next recommendation for you is Hinge. Hinge is a free site, and it's actually the dating app that is designed to be deleted. That is its motto. So Hinge does take itself seriously. It has a large population of users who are interested in long-term serious relationships. You will be matched with people who might fit your compatibility in a sort of roulette style, Tinder-like way, where you can left or right swipe on them. You can start conversations based on people's photos, based on responses to prompts on their profiles. Profiles can be pretty detailed on Hinge as well. So this is a great site to go to if you are looking for something serious, because most people on Hinge are looking for something serious. Hinge is not known to be a hookup app. It's definitely a place where people are more serious about their dating lives. Our next recommendation for you is OkCupid. OkCupid is a free site that really lets you customize who you are and what it is that you are looking for. I mean, some people use OkCupid even just for friendships. People use OkCupid for a multitude of different reasons, but it is best and most effectively used for long-term serious relationships, because you can really hone in on who it is that you're looking for and who it is that you are. So on OkCupid, you can answer lots of questions about yourself. Based off of those answers that you give, it actually hones in on the matches that it presents to you to really utilize its compatibility algorithm and match you with people who could be the best fit for you. So OkCupid is a very effective dating site that is free, has a large population, a large user base, and is very honed in on finding you a person who fits your criteria. So our next recommendation might come as a bit of a shock, but we're going to recommend Tinder. So Tinder does have a reputation. It is notoriously a hookup centered type of app. A lot of people use Tinder for that. However, you can very much customize your experience on Tinder. And Tinder is not going to really use a compatibility algorithm or something like that, but you can have all the power in your hand to swipe left or right on people who you are interested or not interested in based off of what they write on their profiles. So you can write on your Tinder profile that you are looking for your knight in shining armor, your woman in shining armor, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for a long-term serious relationship, you can write that on your Tinder profile and only swipe on people who say that they're looking for that too. So because Tinder is such a highly trafficked site and it is completely free, this can be a very effective way to find people who are looking for the same thing as you. It just might take a little bit longer because Tinder isn't known to be looking for long-term relationships exclusively. Our next recommendation for you is Silver Singles. So Silver Singles is a great one to check out if you are 50 plus. Silver Singles is definitely a long-term serious relationship type of site. They take relationships seriously there. You can filter potential matches on Silver Singles by age, religion, education level, etc., etc. So you can get highly customizable results and people who might fit you the best using the compatibility algorithm. Question of the day. What is your personal favorite online dating app or dating site that is catered towards those who are looking for long-term serious relationships? Is your favorite one that we are listing in this video, or is it a different one? Leave your comments, your experiences, suggestions, anecdotes, everything down below. We love to hear from you. But we're going to recommend our next dating site / app for long-term serious relationships on a cheaper level, and that's going to be Christian Mingle. So if you are religious, if you are Christian, and you're looking for that person for you, your long-term committed relationship partner, then this is a great one to check out. So if you are religious, if you are Christian, and you're looking to date, then why not find a dating app or dating site that is catered specifically towards you and what you are all about? So Christian Mingle is a great one to check out if you are Christian. Our next recommendation is Coffee Meets Bagel. So Coffee Meets Bagel is a great one to check out because it's all about bringing civility back into the dating scene. Rather than using something like Tinder where the onus is really on you to narrow down someone who might fit your standards, Coffee Meets Bagel is all about dating, casual dating to long-term serious relationships. So you can really filter out people who won't be for you and who will be for you using their sets of preferences, and they will only present you with people with Coffee Meets Bagel who fit what it is that you were looking for and you fit what it is that they are looking for. So this is a great one to check out if you are serious about finding someone. It doesn't waste time with complex features, with games, or paywalls. Coffee Meets Bagel gets down to business. Our next recommendation is Plenty of Fish. This is another one of those OG dating sites. It started in Canada back in the early 2000s, and now it's got over 150 million users in over 20 countries. Plenty of Fish is definitely synonymous with long-term serious relationships. There are tons of great testimonials and happy couples that have come from using Plenty of Fish, so it's definitely one to check out if you are serious about finding a long-term committed partner. Our next recommendation is Her. So Her is a great one to use if you are a lesbian because it doesn't allow couples or men on the site at all, actually. So a problem that plagues a lot of lesbians when they're looking for love online is that there are unicorn hunters, which are couples who are looking for a third, but not necessarily as a long-term stable thing, but as just an addition to their bedroom. So Her takes away this stigma by not allowing men on the site at all. So if you are a lesbian who is looking for a long-term committed partner, then Her might be one of the best dating sites for you specifically. Starting in the UK in 2006, Badoo is our next recommendation. This is one of the most active dating sites on the web. This is a great one to check out if you're looking for a long-term serious relationship. Badoo has a lot of great reviews, and if you go on the site, they actually offer up a lot of different features as well that talk all about the culture of dating and advice and everything in between. So Badoo is a really great resource to go to, as well as a dating app for people looking for long-term serious committed relationships. But those are going to be all of our options for you. Those are some of the best online dating sites if you are looking for long-term serious relationships. So once again, do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz. It's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app, especially when you hear like all the ones that we have listed in this video. If you want to narrow it down, make it easier for yourself, the best way to go about it is to take that quiz. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Also, be sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's also completely free, and it's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. don't forget to answer the question of the day. What is your personal favorite online dating site or dating app that is geared towards finding long-term serious relationships? Is it one of the ones that we mentioned in this video, or is it a totally different one? What are your opinions on the ones that we mentioned in this video, by the way? Leave your comments, suggestions, anecdotes, stories, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye.